Radio with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show today. We've got Kate Curtis, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show Kate from GoldenSpearsHealing.com. And Kate's come all the way from Wicklow, Ireland, is introduced to EastEddy by Natalie, a graduate of EastEddy's Ambassador Training Course and friend of EastEddy. Kate and Natalie, along with Deb, have brought some amazing divine feminine energy to clearing to EastEddy as well as to prepare to open for the season. I'm a little out of breath, so bear with me. I've been chasing yaks. So we had the great yak escape, and so I just got back from running about 3 miles chasing yaks, and I'm getting my breath back, but they're all back in the pen. So bear with me, and we'll get through this. So in the early 90s, Kate began specializing in alternative methods of pain relief after graduating with a background in nursing and midwifery. In 1990, she qualified in reflexology. In 1994, she graduated with a licentiate, that's a new word for me, from the Acupuncture Foundation of the Ireland College. Having completed a postgraduate internship in one of the traditional Chinese medicine hospitals, she received a diploma in acupuncture from the Nanjing College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in China. She's trained extensively in different healing modalities, including Qigong, Reiki, Tai Chi, Quan, and also in classical acupuncture and Celtic herbalism. Kate is also trained with Dr. Stanislav Grof in transpersonal psychology and holotropic breathwork. And it's a pretty long bio, but I think I'm missing a whole lot of stuff here we want to get into, and so I'm going to cut it from there. We have a raven sitting up here. We're actually outside in the Field of Dreams here at EastEddy with this beautiful view of Mount Adams. And so if you hear some animals or some yaks running by or ravens, you know what's going on. It's like the fence didn't get properly fixed. So anyway, without any further ado, I want to welcome everybody to the ranch, and maybe we can talk about some of the work that's been going on here and the work on the planet, and we'll begin with Kate. So welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks, James, for asking me to come along to the show. What do you want to ask me?
Well, I'd like to hear about some of the work you were doing in Ireland, and also, you know, some of the energies you've been working with the different kingdoms. I know you have all of the other tools under your belt, you know, Reiki and acupuncture and everything else, which I experienced and was awesome. But I think what was really powerful is the anchoring in of the divine feminine here at EastEddy, and, you know, the cleansing practices that we did and the meditations, and you can just take it from there and just talk about the work that you do and maybe how important it is today, you know, with today's society and where the Earth is transitioning to.
Okay. Well, the work that I do back in Ireland is on a very small level. It's what I do is I work on a one-to-one with people who are trying to really find out who they are and get to the root of their deeper, most inner shadow and pain. And I seem to have a gift for being able to reach in and help people find out what their inner pain is about. And having trained in holotropic breathwork, that is a really, really powerful tool to help people give birth to their pain and give birth to a new part of themselves. So what the work that I've been doing in Ireland is help, and a group of us is trying to help to give birth to a new paradigm. And in working within a small area of trying to help people clear on this in the shadow of what's going on within themselves, with the hope that if we do that, if enough people do that, that the world will have a ripple effect of that outside. So the microcosm going out to the macrocosm. And also the acupuncture that I use is a really ancient system of healing, which comes in from Tibet, comes in from Vietnam, comes from China, from Japan, from Cambodia. But the system that I worked with originally was actually quite strongly controlled, and so now the system of acupuncture I use is more along the classical or esoteric system, which means that we can really, really reach, help a person to reach in to find what their soul is all about. So it's like trying to, and also using the needle so that we kind of, with the sacred geometry, the idea of accessing and opening portals of energy. So when we open portals of energy up within ourselves, and if I can help a person to open up this portal of energy, then the energy transmutes and opens up. And so if we can do that as an individual person, then we can, another person does it. My work at home in Ireland is to help people to keep growing and the whole nation to transform, transmute. And with certain people doing this kind of work, I mean, not everybody can do this kind of work, so there has to be a few people who do the work so that the others can find the way, be shown the way. By even sitting in the company of a person who's done the work, the other person sitting with them will feel the ripple effect. So the divine energy of what we've been through is that the energy is really feminine. It has to be feminine because the feminine knows everything. The inner wisdom of the feminine knows all that there is. So there has to be a new way in the world because it hasn't worked, not working. So I'm here with the four of us here, and all of these women I know in different ways, and we've all come together from the different parts of the world. And quite strangely, I've been brought out of Ireland about 3 years ago, first of all, so synchronistic that I ended up in a place north of New York, in Tunisia, in the Tibet House. And I was able to be present for the coming together of the elders, for the South American, North American, Native American elders, and their powwow before that they met with the Dalai Lama to give over, I think it was a crystal that the Dalai Lama was bringing from Tibet to give to the South American Mamu. I was there with a group of people doing a holotropic breathwork training, and I actually came 3 days before, and I could not believe that I was invited to this power to bear witness to these really, really profound healers, these elders. And we bore witness to what they said. And the message that they said was that we have to wake up the sacred sites. The sacred sites all around the world are asleep, some of them, and some of them are being awakened. And at that time, I wasn't so sure about what was really being said until later, when I went back to my home. Where I live is in the Wicklow Mountains, which is south of Dublin. And in the Wicklow Mountains, there are many, and in Ireland, in fact, there are sacred sites. Every 10 feet, there are sacred sites. It's incredible, the energy of Ireland. But a lot of it has been repressed and shut down. So what I had to do was to go to my home, which is lying, it's a house that is beside a small oak forest, and in the middle of this oak forest is a cairn, which is an amazing rock, a sort of mound of rock, and on top of it are these amazing trees. It's supposedly inside of these rocks was buried a druid king, and the druids were supposed to be the descendants of the Tuatha De Danann. And Tuatha De Danann would have been, you know, the first people of Ireland way back in millennium time. So this mound, we call it the Mound of the Sea, and the sea are the fairy folk, and they also were the descendants of the Tuatha De Danann. And so these were people who were treated after a particular time where there was war came in, and so they made a decision to retreat into a different dimension. And so many people who are very connected or very maybe psychic or sensitive can really tune into the energies of these beings who are very, very tall, very beautiful, shining. Some people call them shining ones. And I know in many countries there are different beings that are there. They come forward closely now to help us to remember who we are and to remember how to create balance. And the balance has to be with the feminine and masculine coming together within each of us. Not as female, not as male, but as in each individual, that we pay homage and honor both equality of feminine and masculine. So this sacred site was closed. So when I came back in 2012 from that meeting with the elders, I had a job to do, and the job was to open the site, to open the portals. So that why would we open the portals is that these are communicators. So the communicating portal is communicating to maybe to the stars or maybe wherever. I'm not sure exactly where, but it seems important that we are able to communicate with the astral. And in that communication, the balance is going to be brought back into place. So one of the things that I did a few years ago was I had a past life regression session, where I was brought back to a person who I had been, and that person was a man who, this is before Jesus was crucified, and this man's job was to go out into the field at night and connect with the stars, and to stargaze, you might say, but in a bigger scale, it was to create a stabilizing force for the planet. So all around the planet, people did this, and it kept the balance of the male and female. And when Jesus was crucified, and everybody was dispersed, all the people who had held space for the giving birth of this new energy that he gave birth to, which was of divine love, they dispersed, and then they forgot. They forgot they had to do this. So all the balance came out. All the balance that was there got out of balance. And so now my sense is that there is a new time coming where we have to clear up our shit. We have to, all of us, clear up our shit. We all have to go inside. We have to clean out the shadow, clean out all the hidden bits, the hidden fears, and primal fear of death, primal fear of birth. And if we can do that, and we are clean and squeaky clean and empty vessels, then those of us who can do this, it's a huge job to do, but it's a very simple job to do. So if we can do this, then we can then give birth to a new way of being on this planet. And that way of being will be unconditional loving energy coming into the world. We can end up raising our vibrations from the fourth dimension to the fifth, to the sixth, to the seventh, where we can be telepathic. And this is what these elders said as well. They realized that they were doing exactly the same in the South Americas as they were in the North Americas. As Native Americans, they were meditating to create this new paradigm where the dimensions will be telepathic. We'll be telepathic with each other. So imagine if the whole world was telepathic with each other, there would be no wars, because we could have such huge compassion for the other, and we would not want to exclude, we would not want to steal, we would not want to kill, we would not want to take from another person, we would not want to take from another nation, we would not want to rape, we wouldn't want to rape another nation. We would have such compassion, we would have such love. And that is what is so possible. So if each of you out there who is listening can imagine, if you can go inside on each day of your life for 5 minutes each day, close your eyes and take a deep breath, just breathe deeply inside, and have a really, really peaceful moment, even for 5 minutes of each of your days, something will change inside of you, deep inside of you, something will change. And if you can stop doing what you're doing, which is being horrible to another person, nasty to another person, having horrible thoughts about that other person, and imagine looking inside and seeing exactly the same as what the other person is doing to you, you think that you have done to another person in the past, and make forgiveness, give a forgiveness thought to that being, that person, or to yourself. Imagine what could happen, and it is so possible. The reason I know this is because I've done this. Many of my tribe have done this. I know many of the tribe here have done this. It's just so possible. So the linking of this land here, this beautiful mountain, is Mount Adam, which we're looking at here. is so important. So my mountain is called the Sugarloaf Mountain, right in the middle of Little Wicklow, in the middle of Little Ireland, and it's on a small mountain range. We call it the Golden Spears Mountain because in the ancient times it was known as that. So my website is the Golden Spears Healing website. It's www.goldenspearshealing. But the big thing is that this mountain there is linking with many mountains. And my sense is that this mountain here is linking with the mountains in Tibet, it's linking with the mountains in South America, and there's a big line of so there's like an acupuncture line going from this mountain to another mountain, and these acupuncture lines then come into where the acupuncture points are. And what the acupuncture points do is they are the chakras, so the points of the chakras of the planet. And so when we have acupuncture ourselves, we've got we're the microcosm of the bigger, huge planet. And of course, then we've got the star system, which are all the chakras of the sky or of the universe, and they're all connected to each other energetically by acupuncture lines. So we've got these grids also that we're activating and opening up, and the grids are coming between different parts of the planet, so the different parts of the Earth. So Ireland's grid is coming right across. I have come all the way from Ireland across to San Francisco, and then up to here in Oregon, and then I'm going back to New York, and I'm creating a channel each time I fly. That's what I'm doing. And wherever I go, I am able to do healing, helping people transform, helping people go inside and look and see what's happening. And they can just clear out really easily with my help. It's so amazing at this stage in my life that I'm able to do that. It's a real honor to be of service. So it's a lot. I've just said a lot. I think I've spoken more than I have in about 10 years. So I think I should hand it over to somebody else.
He said he does that. That's amazing. There's people's channels just open and it starts flowing. You know, wisdom flows like a river here. But you know, I wanted to. We have a couple other women here that help anchor the divine feminine in, and maybe we'll start with Natalie, since Natalie was the one that brought Kate here and instigated this cleansing process that we went through. So I'd just love to hear about some of your experiences, you know, while you're here, and what the energy felt like, and whatever you want to talk about, just feel free.
The mountain called me to come here because I have a connection to a study, and I have a connection to the mountain, and it really just wanted me to come back and connect. And the mountain really pretty much put it together for me, and everything became very easy. And bringing Kate here and Deborah and everyone to come together to do a healing on the land. I've had wonderful experiences here. This is a very heart-based place, and it just opens me wide open. I absolutely love it here. I've done ambassador training here with James, and a couple of times that I've been up here just to experience the skywalking. And it's always an adventure of pretty much joy and cosmic giggles. So this place has a very big place in my heart, and so I'm so happy that I was able to come out here and be a part of it. I'm anchoring in with the divine feminine and other things. Just being a part of it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for tuning in and bringing Kate and Deb here. So. Yeah, it's so important to follow our guidance, you know. When we get an urge to do something, we need to do it now. We can't just push it aside. Now, classic case is last night I had a dream that I had to walk the fences and make sure the fences were good. And very clear message, you know. I had to get up at 6 in the morning to go to the airport, so I couldn't really do it. But even after I got back, I kept getting walk the fences, and I was really tired. I go, I'll take a nap, then I'll walk the fences. And so when I took my nap, I came out of the air to see the whole herd of yaks running down the road, you know. So I grabbed my staff and went after it. But It's important. I see that all the time. I have visions of things in the future, and if we don't act on them or act on that inner guidance, you know, there's a price to pay, unfortunately. So we're always being guided, and especially nowadays with the energy coming in, it's really important to act on that inner guidance. And, you know, and if you're having negative experiences, learn how to heal those negative experiences. But we got a little beep here, but we've got some new technology, so ignore the beep. Anyway, I'm going to bring about her experience, and she can talk a little bit about her experience here at the study.
Yeah, mine was a little different when we first came up here because it's such a powerful place, and when I tapped in at a deep level, it, to me it's so sacred, that raw, amazing energy. And it felt like it had been compromised, and it felt desecrated on some level for me. And so that was neat. I've been up here before and hadn't felt that. And working with the land and clearing a little bit, I could say right now it feels so pristine and so light and so beautiful that I can open up again here. And watching you do the clearings in the house that we participated in last night was incredible. And so I think when I first came, you're kind of behind the scenes, you know, in some ways like me. And so watching you and your power last night with the clearings really kind of put things into perspective, the bigger work that you're doing out here. Yeah.
I wanted to say something. It was a really beautiful thing to hear you speak about the wives and the women of, you know, that the women are, I don't know whether you want to speak a bit about that, but you said something about the women, you know, everybody has to realize that it's the feminine, but it's the women that know everything. And it's difficult for men to trust. How can men, you give a message out to the world where the men have been so much trustful and where they try to, you know, the masculine, but it's manifested in the male, stamping down the feminine. So can you help them?
Yeah, it's we talked a lot of different angles on that. I know at one of the workshops I was with, I was you know, on a panel, and I had Tien Jai on one side and Anita Benz on the other side, and this incredible divine feminine energy on both sides. And then Mary started coming through me and delivered a message to the men and told the men, you need to cry. You need to learn to cry. You need to get in touch with your feminine side and stop suppressing it. You know, even on the external, you need to stop suppressing women, but stop suppressing your own feminine side. And the feminine energy is more in touch with the emotional body, which is so much larger. It processes faster. It's a much larger body than the intellect. The intellect is just a drop in the sea of consciousness. But the emotional body, through feeling, can access the source, because the source is a feeling. And so the women, by nature, have had greater access to the source because they've kept that connection with their emotional body, and they're even wired differently. You know, this is physics, basically. But to actually have access to more, and I think because of that, they've always been a threat to men, because men get into their patriarchal program and intellect and want to control everything, and the women call them on it, you know, all the time, and they bust them. And so when they do stupid things, you know, so I think that's one of the reasons why the women are a threat, because the women are more in touch with the source, and they'll often bust the man in doing things that are totally aligned with their ego and their own sense gratification or whatever, and not being aligned with spirit. And because of that, men were very threatened by women over history, over time, and so suppressed the women. You know, they said that, you know, a woman will tempt the soul of an honest man in the Bible and things like that, and they really degraded women. You know, in Muslim countries, it's very prominent there, where actually a dog has more rights than a woman in some cases. You know, it's it's pretty sad, you know, that program, but that whole thing's coming to an end. You know, it's being just torn apart, those old patriarchal programs, and it's time for that. You know, be, form of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You know, so we keep warring, we keep competing, we keep fighting. You know, we keep fighting over resources, and we keep doing these, you know, one-upmanship programs and rooster mentality, I call it. And it's just such an old paradigm. It just doesn't work. And so now it's time to honor the feminine. And it's more healthy, I think. My own personal belief is that we really need feminine leaders like grandmothers to lead the country because, you know, face it, the men have screwed it up. They've screwed up this planet. I can't say the F word, but I want to. But they've really effed up this planet good, you know. So there's a song about that that's pretty funny that I heard the other day. But anyway, it's time for the feminine. You know, if the feminine are connected to the source, they're more connected to the source, they have access to more information, more even past lives, more wisdom, everything. They have a lot more access to it, and they process faster. The emotional body processes faster. You know, this is science. You know, you can check into that. But, and so why do we have men running the show? It makes no sense whatsoever because, as I said, you've got the intellect and, you know, running the show and this patriarchal program and these egos and these scientists that are psychopaths and, you know, and trying to control everybody through technology. And I, where's the love? You know, where's the joy? Where's the bliss? You know, where's the service? It's just not present. So, I know if women, you know, if women were running the country, we wouldn't be going to war because women don't send their kids to war. They don't send their husbands off to get killed, you know, unless they're a psychopath, which we have some of those in Congress too. That women that think they're men that don't know how to act like a woman. But you know, a lot of people are voting for this one woman. I won't mention her name for president, and they said it'd be great to have a woman in office. And I said she's not a woman. You know? Watch how she behaves. You know, so I'm all for a grandmother in there that with some grandmother wisdom, you know, to turn this planet around. And then really that's what needs to happen, I think, more than anything right now is we need to really respect the divine feminine. You know, in nature, basically, you receive through your feminine side. You're subjective to spirit. That's the feminine side, subjective to spirit. It gets the information. The objective side is the male side, and it makes it happen. It carries it out, and that's the physical doing side. And so we have it backwards. The objective side thinks it's talking to spirit, but it's actually talking to its own ego and its own program and you know, whatever reference point this has, you know, which is mainly raised in a pretty screwed up society in most cases. And so they're trying to run the show from a wounded ego, and that just doesn't function anymore. So it would be a much healthier, most advanced civilizations are either balanced or they're more matriarchal. They're more allow the divine feminine to get guidance, and they listen to it, and they honor and respect that, and they operate more on that level, and the doer, the men would be the doers, you know, making it happen. But it's more important to do that within ourselves, like each person to find that balance with themselves, tap into spirit, do your inner work, you know, do your inner sensitivity training, whatever that may be, do your meditation time in nature, get in touch with your soul and who you really are, and then operate from there and operate on your own inner guidance. One of the Anunnaki, that a lot of people have think there's different types of Anunnaki. There's some very benevolent ones coming in right now to undo what the fallen ones have done. And I listened to one of them talking, and she said, it's time for humanity to lead themselves through their own heart and soul. And they're not here to take over. They're here to liberate and undo the old program. So I really look at that. These goddesses that are coming in are just overwhelming. I mean, when this one appeared to me, she was 8'3", you know, and just beautiful, wearing a beautiful gown. Her eyes were just shining, you know, green eyes and light coming out of them and just emanating this total beautiful divine love, feminine love energy. And when I saw her and standing in front of me, all I could say was like, yes, ma'am, you know, like, what do you need? You know, how can I help you? It wasn't like, you know, there was no pumping up or fear or anything else. It was pure service. And when that happened, so, you know, I felt the wisdom coming in her. I felt her heart. I felt the power coming from her. So, you know, and that's, when you have something manifest like that in front of you, you know, even having Mary here manifest, and we've had photographs of actually Mary manifesting here, you know, you have to respect that. You have to honor that. And if that energy was running the show on this planet, things would turn around. And we were joking earlier about Mary coming in one day, and she was saying she was coming in with a bat, you know. So it was like this divine love, this divine feminine, but she's down to business, you know. And that's what I see, is that this energy, this goddess energy, you know, it's not weak at all. It's the power, like love is the ultimate power in the universe, and it's wielding that energy, and it's channeling the love of Source through them, and holding a very extremely high frequency. And it's much more powerful than trying to butt heads on the ego and solve problems. It just doesn't work that way anymore. And that's my experience, you know, with the divine feminine energy coming in. But I'm just seeing right now is that men need to really chill out, you know, and start listening to the women, start listening to their wives. And I've had workshops here where women actually brought their husbands here in a last-ditch effort, you know, saying, you either get it or it's over, you know. And so, and they got it, which was amazing. They did open up, and it was amazing. But I think that's what's happening right now is that the women need to really stand in their power and stand in their own divinity and start saying enough, you know, enough's enough. We're going to take this in a different direction, and the old one isn't working. It hasn't worked, and rather than destroy the planet and each other, which is where the patriarchal program has taken us, you know, I think it's time to try a different program, a different system, and I think the divine feminine, you know, it's going to have to come in stronger just to bring balance back, but hopefully it'll reach equilibrium, you know, like a pendulum will swing back to balance.
And I think that the divine feminine is going to come in a different way to how it tried to come in many times in the past, like during the feminist movement. I think in this time, the reason is that it's coming in so different is that the women themselves have done the work this time. And those women who are coming in... Those women who are coming in are anchoring their own divine feminine within themselves, having done the work. So the work means that we have to allow the compassion to flow through us. So when a man is in the presence of a woman who has that kind of energy, he doesn't feel threatened. So in the past, a lot of men have huge issues, and I mean, I don't mean in the past, now men have huge issues with their mothers. So a lot of the time, the men and the boys are afraid of their mothers. The mothers are angry. Because the mothers have had such repression, or that they're so worried about things, they're usually worried about their men, they're usually distracted about what's going on with their men. So my sense is that and the other thing is that the men, when they're coming through the birth canal originally, the men and the women, when the boys and the girls, the babies, when they come through the birth canal, they can actually have a transmission of fear coming from the mother through to them. And if that isn't dealt with properly, after the birth, and that can then get stuck into the sort of the memory banks or into the soul level. So one of the workings of what we have to do is to clear the memory of that fear. And the fear is primal. And the fear is death. The fear is of death. So one of the big things that I do a lot of work with is help people to clear the fear of death, clear their memory of their birth, so that they can practice how to do it differently, and so they can give birth to a different way of being. And so in the system of holotropic breathwork, which is a worldwide organization now, many people can access the holotropic breathwork system of healing, and it's such an incredible way. It's actually a system that came out of the ancient system, the original way of working that the ancient people had, using deep meditation, breath, qigong, yoga, and people, these ancient original people would have practiced how to die. I mean, they practiced how to let go of the imprint of birth. So the paradigm is of pain and suffering. So women are supposed to have a lot of pain giving birth, or are supposed to suffer. So this is a paradigm coming in, a new way, it's not even a paradigm, where there's no more pain and suffering. We don't have to have this pain and suffering. And so because of that, we have, when we have pain and suffering, anger comes out of that. So this is how we have to change all of this. The anger reaction is a reaction to pain. So we need to change this in the world. So the more of people who can do this inner work, the more this is going to transmute and change the paradigm from pain and suffering into a new paradigm, which is exactly what Jesus was trying to do when he was dying on the cross. He was there in absolute agony, in pain and suffering, and then he was trying to give birth to a new way. So we have a second chance. So I think that's what a lot of people are really trying to do. A lot of healers are trying to help people to move out of this original way. So the men are afraid, the boys are afraid of their mothers. So this is a big one. So the mothers know everything. They are psychic. They're very, very in tune. They know everything about their babies. They know everything about their sons. They know everything about their daughters. The daughters learn from their mothers. This is the way it should be. The sons learn from their mothers. But originally in Ireland, the two of the Dadanan, who were these ancient warriors, they were taught by women. So it was the women who knew about how to teach through the heart. You have to know about how to be a warrior with coming from the heart. You cannot be a warrior only coming from the ego. You have to be able to do it from both the male and the female side of you. So that's what the women used to teach. So it's just, you know, I did a sweat lodge years and years ago in Ireland, my first time ever, and I can still remember the voice that came through to me was, the men are afraid of women, because the only way to get a direct line to God is through a woman.
Yeah, I was meditating once, and Babaji came to me, and he said, the women shall be first. And I asked him, I said, can you clarify that? And what he told me was that, you know, just because of the feminine nature, they're more connected to the source and the spirit, and they're going to get the wisdom and the information and, you know, information about the shifts and the changes and everything, and they're going to go through the transition first because they're more aligned with the energies that are coming in that are part of this transition. And they're more aligned with unity consciousness, you know, and this wave, this ninth wave of unity consciousness that's coming through the planet right now and lifting and healing and transforming and driving everybody crazy. So it's getting pretty intense right now. I know we had these blood moons, you know, and these full moons and going through the full moons and the eclipse and everything else. I know a lot of people are still dealing with the backlash or the repercussions of those two shifts, and they were huge. I watched so many people, my emails, my phone, everything, people just calling going, what's going on? You know, a lot of people, you know, breaking up and splitting up, a lot of people transitioning, crossing over. I've never seen so many people in transition lately that, you know, we were talking to, you know, almost everybody knows one person or two or three people sometimes that have crossed over in the past, just the past 2 weeks or so. So a huge transition happening right now. And some people are just choosing to check out and move on. And other people are really in process, you know, and doing their thing. And I really think, too, that the best way through this process is by, you know, getting some loving, nurturing energy from the Divine Feminine, if it isn't your own Divine Feminine, like giving it up, turning over to Spirit, you know, let go, let God, whatever you want to talk about it, but turn into your, you know, shift over to your subjective side, your inner sensitivity, and ask for healing, ask for help. We have guides and masters, and we have nature spirits and fairy spirits and the she and the the archangels, the angelic kingdom, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, all these beings are out there, and we all have connections to these beings. We have ascended families, you know, families that the whole civilization has ascended that we can access, you know, that are all existing within us, and we can all connect with that. You know, we don't don't have to do it alone. We don't have to hang on to social consciousness or the old world. You know, let it go. Let it transition. It has to. It's going to. I always tell people resistance is futile. You know, the energy coming in, you cannot stop this shift. It is so huge. It is so big. This old patriarchal, Illuminati, Archon, Draconian network, whatever you want to call this thing, is coming to an end. It's being, the whole grid is just falling apart right now. So we need to realign ourselves and reconnect with a different grid, you know, a different consciousness, and, you know, realign ourselves with universal law. You know, which is basically being kind to each other and the planet. It's not that complicated. So everybody's waiting for this big law book to come down and land from some ET or something like that to figure it out. It's like, you know, you talk to ETs, they're telling us the same thing all the masters have told us throughout the millennium, you know, to get our act together and start being kind to each other. You know, make your own personal connection to spirit, source, God, whatever you want to call it, and move on in that direction. So basically, you know, that's the big message, and we have to move forward, you know, in that direction. And I think I'm going to turn this over. Does anybody else want to cover anything on that, or?
I can tell you that we're not the only planet going through a change. All the planets in the solar system have all gone through a change, except for Earth and Mars, literally. We're in the process. All of them are going through a process. This is Natalie, by the way. All of them are going through a process of a higher consciousness, a new consciousness, but definitely a new evolution. And so we can all move into a higher frequency. It's all going to be perfect as we're going to be supported and lifted all together. So I believe the Earth is just waiting for the right time to really, for all of us, to really wake up and get ready to move into that shift.
Yeah, shift happened.
That's right.
The shift's in the fan right now. So yeah, there's so many different things going on, so many different ways we're experiencing this shift. It's just amazing watching. You know, whole countries going through these shifts and people crying out for freedom and you know, in the ending of depression and, you know, all this stuff is being amplified. It's coming up to the surface to be healed. And it may be a little chaotic, you know, in the beginning, but, it, you know, we have to welcome the chaos. It's part of the process. It's part of the healing. So, you know, we have to get out of our comfort zones and realize that things are not going to be the same. You know, we're going through social, economic, and physical earth changes. There's massive energies coming in. This has been measured. There used to be maybe 50 gamma ray bursts or bursts of energy hitting the Earth at one time. Now they're up to 500 or more. So it's like the whole universe is involved in this and other systems, and this energy is coming in. The Earth is getting a huge influx of energy, and that's going to affect our bioelectric fields around our body and throw us into process, and it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. It's going to, anytime you increase the field, the energies, you know, the denser stuff has to come up and work its way out. And so each time, you know, we get a major solar flare, you know, people go a little crazy for a little while, and then we see crazy weather changes, and the next thing you know, we see some earthquakes and volcanoes. That's all part of the process. You know, the Earth is expanding. She's growing. And she's letting off steam and releasing things. So we need to honor that and flow with it and pay attention. You know, you'll be fine. Maybe at time you want to move from a place. You know, you might want to move off the coast or move off a fault line or something. If you tap into the mother, into the earth, she'll tell you. You know, she'll tell you what's going on, where to go, when to go, and things like that. If we don't pay attention, you know, we will get a hard lesson maybe and, you know, people ask me, are people being punished, you know, for this? You know, is this God punishing people? And I said, no, it's just teaching them to be, you know, better listeners. So basically, they're eternal. We're all eternal. And some lessons are just to teach us that we need to get back in touch with the earth and the shift and our own, you know, inner spirit or inner connection and the source within and start paying attention. Because if we don't, you know, we might become fertilizer for the next generation, basically. So that's kind of where we're headed. I think we're coming up close to the end of the hour. We've got so we've got a few minutes left. On that note, anybody else want to cover anything?
Yeah, it might be just really. This is Kate speaking again. It might be just really reassuring for those people who don't do deep inner work to know, and it's not to let you off the hook because you need to start doing it, but to know that with the message from the elders, one of the things was that I was the only Irish person there, and I spoke to one or two of the elders at the time in 2012. It was in March 2012. And I spoke to them, and I reassured them that in Ireland, in England, in Wales, in areas of Europe, a lot of the countries, that there are people who are doing exactly what they were doing. So that the deeper, very deep inner work that these people do, including myself and my friends here, is being done all over the world by other elders. So we in the white tribes and in the yellow tribes, the black tribes, all around the world, there are elders in different communities who are doing this work, which is to do with trying to raise the vibration so that the consciousness of our planet can rise up to what they call the seventh level. And that means that, that our inner war will end. And so that's just really reassuring to know that all this is happening all around the world. And it's almost like there's a huge holding going on. We're being held. You're being held while you do all this inner transformation. And so have hope, trust, call in your own inner spirit guides, your own angels, your God, whatever the God is that you love, call, or the goddess or mother, divine mother, great spirit, all the different words, Gaia, just really start opening up and surrendering. And all the women who have difficulty with their male side, call it in so that you can surrender your male side to the divine feminine within you. And all the men who have difficulty with their male side, with their women's side, call in surrender and just trust that all will be well. Thank you so much for inviting me, by the way.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting experience. And I know I had the honor of experiencing some of Kate's work, and the acupuncture and other healing work and soul retrieval and things like that. And I found a few things that deep down in there that were hidden, that came up that I got to look at, which was amazing. And also I have this beautiful plating connection that just brought tears to my eyes when that came in again and reconnected with that. And speaking of that, my ears were just ringing like crazy. I don't know if you guys felt that, but we just totally got scanned by a Pleiadian shift or shift. There's something pretty weird right there looking up in the sky. But looks like a strange energy field starting to appear above us. But, they're like cosmic cheerleaders. And when we're on track and we're talking about things that need to be heard, it's funny how they come in all of a sudden your ears will start ringing, or you'll hear different pulses. You'll feel tingling in your body or your crown or third eye or things like that. And, that's part of the process. You know, a lot of people are freaking out with the ear ringing thing. You know, they don't know what it is, and they're going to the doctor, and they think something's wrong with them. But it's just high-frequency communication coming in, and it's going straight into your subconscious. And it is being downloaded for you to use later. And so I wouldn't worry about it. Don't run to your doctor and get all big drugs. Or...
So that's what my dinner visibility is.
Yeah. Communication. But, I've had it ring so loud, it was almost like, oh, my God, it was almost like intense times. But we've got a few minutes. So I wanted to give a little heads up, too, is that we've got, if you want to go to privateinvitationeseti.com, I'll repeat that again, privateinvitationeseti.com. All the information is up about the upcoming conference and other activities. So check that one out. We've got the big conference, and we've got some amazing speakers coming. to the conference coming up in July 4th weekend. So don't wait, because these things usually fill up very fast. It's going to be an amazing event, and where else can you go to a conference and hear wonderful speakers and then walk out the door and watch a ship fly over? it doesn't happen very often. And we've done intention experiments with 200 people at a time and walked outside afterwards and filmed beautiful ships flying right over the ranch, beautiful light ships and things of that nature. So it's really intensified right now. There's a lot more activity, it seems like. The ships are coming lower and closer. And something's building. It's something big, and the skies are just full of ships, and they're being, filmed around the world right now. So it's undeniable. I always tell people that if you want to know about disclosure, ask the higher dimensional beings. They'll tell you, because it's on right now. It's happening. So start watching the skies. Go out at night. Get out in nature if you can. And, keep an eye on the skies, and there's just so much going on. It's happening. Every time I turn around, I have another email sent to me where somebody filmed a whole flotilla of ships, or sometimes 200 ships at a time, or mother ships with ships popping out of them. So it's happening everywhere, and it's pretty undeniable. We can't deny anymore that there is a lot of help here. There is a major transition, and a lot of the help is unseen. Most of it's unseen, and that's where the real contact happens, is when you go within and do your spiritual work, because we need to rise to the occasion, if we are going to make contact and connect, with these higher dimensional beings. Everybody wants to run around and film a ship. It just doesn't work that way. It's you might get lucky, but it's a lot better to meditate and invite them to come in versus chasing them around trying to get a photograph. On closing out, I think we're running out of time here. So is there anything else that anybody else wants to add to the?
I just want to thank you for kind of being a protector of that energy, and for all the work that you do that nobody knows you do. That's constantly helping us to make this work.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a dirty job. No, just kidding. It's a very clean job.
Except for the axe.
A lot of cleanup, yeah. Yeah. You want to close?
Yeah. Thank you so much, James, for inviting. I had no idea. When I came along not knowing anything about what was going to happen when I came a couple of days ago. And to help, it was a service that we came along to help James to get back his strength to do the job that he has to do here, because it is a huge job. So it's a real honor to have been of service to you, James. And thank you so much for giving me this gift of speaking on air, which I've never done in my whole life. So thank you.
first. Go ahead, Joanna.
Yes, thank you, James, so much. I have so much gratitude. And thank you for being the guardian of the mountain and the guardian of this place. I just love it so much. Thank you. Thank you for spreading so much joy. Yeah. So, yeah. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's so nice to hang out with kindred spirits and people that are on the same page and can experience the same things that I experience and see, sometimes it gets a little lonely out here. I wanted to bring one more person on and put her on the spot, but Ashley finally came back to East City. She's back home.
Just
thank
landed
God.
This morning.
And she's like the mainstay in putting all this stuff together here and really anchoring the energy in and putting the websites together and the conferences and everything else. So.
Well, I just wanted to, James, it's good to be home and support all that you're doing. And I want to thank the community for their patience this year as we've been going through some recalibration and new technology. So I look forward to supporting all of you listeners in whatever way we can. So we look forward to welcoming you to the ranch during the summer. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. And again, check out the privateinvitationeSETI.com if you want to find out more about the upcoming conference. And is it the other information on it too, the other events, or is that just the conference?
The calendar is on there, the entire calendar is on there, and this weekend I'll have the booking and the registration links up. And it's opening May 1st, so come on down. The grand opening for the summer is May 1st.
Great. All right. Looks like we're coming up to the end of the hour here. I can't thank you enough for listening, and I hope everybody heeds this wonderful advice coming from this divine feminine energy. We need to start opening up to that and letting that come through in a much grander way. And I can't thank everybody here, Natalie, Kate, and Deb, for all the work they've done and helping me get my energy back up to do the work. And I guess on that note, we have to say aloha and have an awesome evening.